The hour of the time may be contacted at HOT. That's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942. And our website is www.hourofthetime.com.
If in the eyes of the great worldwide brotherhood, now is the time, then this is the hour of the time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
And we're going to go right straight to Phoenix right off the bat, because you haven't had a medal report in some time. Gene Miller, are you there?
I'm here.
What's happening?
Welcome back to civilization.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you back, and happy holidays, and happy 1994.
How's your boy, by the way?
He's doing very well, thank you. It's impressive how fast they grow.
They do that, don't they?
And it's just a joy to come home from work, and he's just all smiles. And the one question I always ask him, do you love your daddy? And he just beams with ear-to-ear smiles, and his eyes just light up like headlights. So he tells me in his own little way.
Great. What's happening in the market?
Well, starting out here in 1994, looks very strong. Gold, the high low on gold was a high of 388.20 and a low of 382.90. It closed up at $388.10, up $3. Silver had a high of $5.13, a low of $5.04, to close at $5.12, up $0.07. Platinum was 383, had a high of 383.50. and a low of 384.50 to close at 388, up $2.60. The Dow Jones, that keeps sucking more and more people in, had a high of 38.65.50 and a low of 3,846 to close at 38.50.30, down $15.20.
Asshole built upon quicksand.
That's it. More and more people. You know, it boggles the mind how many people are falling for it, but I guess there's a lot of, like you say, a lot of sheeple out there. I just want to encourage people, let 1994 be a change. You know, and it boggles me. I get reports I'm making so much money in the stock market. Well, great. Take some of all that profit out of there and do something good with it and start to protect yourself. People ask me, why should I own gold? Well, number one, it's like owning fire insurance. Hey, I hope my house never burns down, and I'll be darned if I'm ever going to light it on fire, but I'm going to keep it protected for my family's sake. You know, if I was by myself, single and a bachelor, hey, I might not need it. I might be able to just pick myself up by my bootstraps, but I got to think of somebody beside myself. And that's what people need to think of, somebody just besides themselves. They got a family to take care of. They probably got kids, they got wives, and gold is the ultimate protection as far as their finances. And you can listen to the world, or you can listen to history. History shows us that gold is the only thing that has survived through economic hard times, gold and silver. And it'll be the thing that will consistently, you can go back and 100 years ago, it's a classic example. You could buy 100 loaves of bread with an ounce of gold. You can do it today, and you'll do it 100 years from now, because it will never lose its purchasing power.
Let me give you just a little indication of how close to the brink we are. This is headlines you could see in 1994, written by Jack Anderson, a well-known nationally syndicated columnist, and this appeared in Parade magazine December the 26th, the day after Christmas. And in this he says, this is one of the headlines you could see in 1994. And the lead line is with some cults, heaven can't wait. You saw it this year with David Koresh, and you'll see it next year somewhere else in America. A small group of armed cultists will have a standoff with federal agents. One estimate by the nonprofit American Family Foundation says there are more than 3,000 cults, numbering about 5 million members in the U.S. today. The overwhelming majority are peaceful and keep to themselves, but a small number are well-armed, anti-outsider, and taught daily that the secular government will oppose them. And so, when the government steps in, they must be prepared to fight a holy war. Some of these groups blend a fervent belief in white supremacy with their Christianity, and some are interconnected with a scattering of safe houses and tunnels across the Midwest. Notice two things. All cults are white supremacists, and all cults are Christians. So, folks, if you don't think you've got to take care of your economic future, you better think again. This indicates terrible, terrible future for us in this country.
You know what boggled me in 1993? They continually print out and propagate that there's no inflation, everything's hunky dory. Yet the two most inflationary cautionary metals were up. The gold was up 20%. Silver was up approximately 40%. For the year of 1993, and I think we're going to see even possibly a better year. I think we'll, and as things progressively get worse, it'll continue. But it's like they know you're going to believe the lie. Wake up, people! It's you've been lied to, and it's time to wake up and like you say, smell the coffee and begin to do something. Those of you that have been involved in what we call the ratio trade, you're doing extremely well. I want to just kind of give you an update. Those that have bought Mid-State 67 Morgans, Mid-State 66 Peace Dollars, 65 Saints, 64 Liberties. Many of you are my clients. Your Peace Dollars and the Morgans are up. Peace Dollars are up like 43% since their low about 4 months ago. The Morgans are up about 33%. Same thing. We have similar situations with the gold pieces. And ultimately, we're looking at transferring this as I've talked with my clients. Because people say, why would I want a real expensive or a high-priced rare coin? Well, what we're doing is just temporarily putting it in there because the market is such that very eyes start to do something. Give us a call. At least let us begin to educate you on what you can do. Our number is 1-800-289-2646. Those that may be outside the continental United States that can't get in on our 800 number, the number is 602-953-6000. And give us a call. We'll be glad to sit down and talk with you, educate you, and so that you can at least make an informed decision as far as protecting your family.
Well, thank you, Gene, once again, for a wonderful report on what's happening in precious metals, and be here again next Monday.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Welcome back once again.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Folks, if you're wondering what happened there, we had a little power outage, and for a few seconds we didn't know whether we were on the air or not, and we are, so we'll continue. Make sure you have pad and pencil by you, and don't you dare move. one of the first things that visitors to Las Vegas, Nevada see today is one of the strangest sights and one of the most unusual sights that you would ever expect to see in the United States of America. It is a huge, and I mean huge, pyramid. It's not made out of stone. It's made out of concrete and steel. The outside is covered with a black glass. It looks very much like a huge, polished obsidian stone capped with a crystal capstone. When the sun's rays strike the capstone at particular angles, it sparkles and throws out rays of light like a diamond. In front of this huge pyramid is an exact replica of the Sphinx. And in front of that is the ages-old symbol of what began in the legends of the death of Nimrod and proceeded into Egypt in the Osirian cycle, and represents the golden penis that Isis substituted upon the throne of her lover, husband, brother, after he had been murdered by Set, or Typhon, as some call him, chopped into 15 pieces and scattered over the land. She found 14, but could not find the last, the Phallus, the generative force, that which is the creative power, God, if you will. So she fashioned a golden Phallus and substituted that on the throne, or on the altar of Egypt, in the place of the slain Osiris. It stands in the outer courtyard of the Vatican, within the circle of the Temple of the Sun. It stands in ancient Egypt. It stands in London and on the grounds of Sion House in Great Britain. It stands in Central Park, in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, and in Washington, D.C., and is known there as the Washington Monument. I'm speaking of the obelisk. During the vacation days, my wife and I and Pooh went to Las Vegas to film the Luxor Hotel. Luxor means the source of light. And I tell you now that in a literal sense, it is the source of many different lights, depending upon what kind of light you are searching for. If you understand the symbology, you could become illumined while there. If you don't understand the symbology, you could continue worshiping at a stone altar, which can neither hear nor speak, nor grant the subject of your prayers. At night, through the crystal capstone, the brightest light on earth shines directly up into space, and it is so bright that even on a clear night, with no dust or particles or smog in the air, it appears to be a solid, translucent column of light. It is awesome. It is awesome. The light shining through the black glass of the facade of the pyramid give the impression of 1,000 points of light coming from the night sky beneath the illumined capstone. It is one of only two man-made objects which can be seen from space. One is the Great Wall of China, the other is the Luxor Light. It is, in fact, a temple of initiation for all of the billions of people who visit Las Vegas, Nevada each year in many more ways than one. People are being indoctrinated into the ways of the New World Order and the New Age religion. It is a fact. It is not conjecture. We have documented it. We have the most astounding, most beautiful video footage that I have ever taken. We will be making that available to you for those of you who want to order it in advance of the completion of assembling the tape. It will be $30 postpaid for non-CAGI members and $25 postpaid for CAGI members. The tape will be 1 hour in length. If you can, I encourage you to visit Las Vegas and visit the Luxor Hotel. If you are interested in the history of the Illuminati and the future of the world, you will get quite an education while you are there. If you are sheeple, you will have a good time. You will wonder at the magnitude and the colossal construction and the great expanse of space inside, where you could, in fact, park 9 Boeing 747s side by side without any crowding whatsoever. You would think, gee, this is nice, a $400 million playground. In fact, folks, it is a temple of initiation for an ancient religion to prepare the masses for what is to come. Now, since I've covered almost everything that we saw in Las Vegas earlier, in the early program, which airs at 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm not going to repeat all of that in this program. Those of you who did not catch that program, I encourage you to order the tape, either the tape of the earlier broadcast tonight or the videotape. The videotape will be tape number 33 in the Mystery Babylon series. I think that when you see this tape, you will agree with me that it is the best that we could possibly provide for the mystical number 33. I'm going to open the phones now, folks, and we'll talk about this. And I think we've got somebody on the line right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I'm out here in California. The last show I caught you on was just before Christmas. Since that time, WWCR lost the frequency, and I've been unable to tune you in. What frequency are you on tonight?
WWCR has not lost the frequency, and we're on the same frequency, 5.810. And we've been broadcasting twice a night every night.
And, okay, and you're still on at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
That's correct.
5.810.
That's right, the same frequency.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Good night. Carolyn, you saw the video footage that we took. Would you like to describe it for our listeners?
Well, if you remember, I was totally silent throughout the watching of the videotape. It is just awesome. You don't really know what to say. It so happens that I had a good course in history about Egypt when I was in the eighth grade, and it all just comes right back to light when you see it there on the video. If you understand the symbology, you realize just what the world, what our country is moving into, and it may be beautiful, but there's a total feeling of horror that engulfs you.
It is a beautiful hotel. There's no doubt
gorgeous.
About that.
Just gorgeous.
$400 million paid for in cash. It is, well, I'm not surprised by hardly anything. Nothing shocks me. Nothing surprised me. I'm not in awe of hardly anything ever. And I was dumbstruck by this. Outside, inside, everything was just absolutely incredible. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Bill calling Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering how that compares to the Memphis pyramid that was built.
The Memphis Pyramid is nothing compared to this. In fact, after you see the Luxor Hotel, you'll never look at the Memphis Pyramid again in your life.
Oh, okay. All right, I was just wondering about size or anything like that.
It is the most incredibly huge, most beautiful, most well-constructed, most awe-inspiring site that I have ever seen. It's truly the eighth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Number 602-333-2174, if you've never called before and would like to know the number, 602-333-2174. I'm going to repeat it one more time, 602-333-2174. If you have trouble getting on, just keep hitting your redial button. We sometimes have an awful lot of callers, but eventually you'll get through. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, I sure appreciate it. My name is Herb, and I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And what I was wondering is, what is some of the latest analysis that you have on the operations with all the black international gear and fits in those areas? Have you heard of anything significant lately?
Well, number one, we haven't identified anything black as being international. Everything we've identified belongs to United States organizations or agencies. Some of the secret intelligence organizations or Department of Defense, some of not-so-secret origin, but all of the United States. And no, we don't know anything more than what we've already reported on the air.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Number, once again, 602-333-2174. And I'm going to let you know, folks, some of the other, well, the conglomerate that built the Las Vegas Luxor Hotel, Luxor means the source of light, by the way, is the Circus Organization. They own Circus Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, the Excalibur Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. Both of those, by the way, have mystical significance. The Circus was used, or the Roman Circus was used by the Roman emperors to keep the public pacified so that they would not rebel against the emperor. The Excalibur, of course, is all about the Grail legend of the Knights of the Round Table, which, by the way, has nothing to do with the cup that Jesus drank out of at the Last Supper, but represents, in fact, the bloodline of the family, which the mysteries believe has the divine right to rule. They also own Slots of Fun Casino and Silver City Casino in Las Vegas. In Reno, they own Circus Hotel Casino. And in Laughlin, the Colorado Bell Hotel Casino and the Edgewater Hotel Casino. If you think that you're going to get rich going to Las Vegas and playing or gambling, you're wrong, because the $400 million cash that built the Luxor Hotel was paid for by all of you who go and gamble at the hotels that I just read you the names of. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling from New York. I had heard today on the news something that, I had heard on one of your programs earlier about the 2010 Space Odyssey deal with the satellite going around Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
And on the news today, I heard that by this July, they expect astronomers to be able to witness the first time a comet would ever hit the planet Jupiter.
Very convenient, don't you think?
Yes. as far as I knew, though, that was supposed to happen around the year 2000 with the satellite, with the plutonium, is it?
Well, that's what we were going by, the schedule that NASA gave us. They can change that schedule anytime they want.
That craft out there already?
Well, supposedly it's not supposed to be there until 1995.
Oh, but
we have no idea how fast it's really going. We have to rely upon what they tell us. Not only that, but they could just be preparing the public for this, and maybe nothing is going to happen when this supposed comet hits Jupiter. But it would lay the groundwork for a good explanation at a later time.
I could share with you, Bill, that when I was in Texas, there was an article in one of the local papers about this comet that was supposed to land near or on Jupiter.
Not land.
Next summer, no.
Not land, collide.
Collide, right. And the article itself said that it might not. It might land on the backside and we'd only see flares. It managed to get across a dozen ideas in one little article, and I think Bill was right that it was preparing us for something that could happen soon or by the year 2000.
Are you there?
I'm an amateur astronomer with the AAVSO, and Jupiter is just short of being a star.
That's correct.
If this was to happen, of course, like they said on the news today, it could create an atomic explosion. It's composed mostly of hydrogen. Fit the bill quite well.
Yes, very much so. You're an amateur, started to say animal astronomer, I'm sorry, amateur astronomer. Have you ever really taken some time to observe the moon for long periods of time?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Have you ever witnessed any of the reported transient phenomena, as they call it?
Transient phenomena?
Yeah.
Explain what you're...
Shadows that appear and disappear, strange lights in craters. These things have been reported for many years by amateur astronomers. Professional astronomers ignore it.
Oh, yes, I had heard about that. No, I've never really seen anything like that. I have seen some strange phenomena, mainly looking towards the constellation Lyra, which would be in the summertime directly above your zenith. To me, I don't know, as far as looking at the moon, it looks pretty desolate, and I've never seen any sign of any lights. I've heard about that, though.
Wait a minute. How can you say you've seen some strange transient phenomena looking toward the constellation, was it Libra, you said?
No, Lyra.
Lyra? And not tell us what it was. I mean, you just left me hanging there like I got my fingernails dug in on the edge of a cliff.
Well, I don't want to follow any belief in UFO, but to me...
Well, just because you saw something doesn't automatically mean it's UFO.
No, but it was unidentified as far as I was concerned. Whatever it was, it was... it looked mostly like it was composed of light. Perhaps, I don't want to say disc-shaped, but it was oval. And at times it would stop and appear to be a star and then whisk away.
Uh-huh.
At 90-degree angles. And to me, I just attributed that to whatever aurora phenomena they're trying to pull off or whatever.
Well, it could be. It could be some high atmospheric phenomena. Who knows? Nobody really knows. But it's interesting. It intrigues me to no end. Thank you for calling.
Very good.
602-333-2174. Folks, by the way, make sure you get the January 10th 1994 issue of Time Magazine, and you will begin to get a hint of what I'm talking about, the Luxor. By the way, what seems to be a reflection on the left side of the cover of the Sphinx is not. In fact, it is the head of a cobra in human form, and you can tell that by just looking down beneath the chin, and what appears to be the beard of an Egyptian is really... as you will see if you go through the tour of the hotel, continues on down and becomes the body of a snake, which is the symbol of these people and is the ancient symbol of wisdom and Lucifer and all of these different strange cultic things that we've been studying for many, many years and 32 hours on the hour of the time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I made it through. I heard you talking about the Luxor. That is a nice hotel.
Have you been there?
I worked on it.
Oh, you worked on it?
I was one of the ones that was working on the construction of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
It is beautiful. I mean, it's just beyond description. I don't know the words in order to put it to it.
Do you remember the size of the base of the pyramid?
It's larger than... it's larger than the pyramid in Egypt, the large one there.
Yeah, well, I was aware of that. You could just look at it and tell that. It covers so many acres that the size of this thing is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And on the outside, until you get up close to it, it kind of fools you. And then you get up close to it and you begin to realize how big it really is. And then you walk inside.
Were you able to see it when the sun was shining on it?
Yes.
Oh, man. If you're up on the expressway, you're passing by, you have to put your hand up because it's so bright with the sun shining off of it.
Yeah, it is truly, in a literal sense, the source of light.
Yeah. Okay, now, what I called about was I'd been listening to you over about the last 6 months, and you were talking about the mystery schools and about through the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about in 1980, I became really curious about what was making politics go. And so I started looking around, and I found a group that was...
You know what? We've got to stop right here because we've got to take a break right now. There's nothing we can do about it. So just hold on, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Okay, folks, you've got your pad of paper and your pen beside you. I want you to write this number down. It's 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. For the sake of your family, if you want to hang on to what you have, if you want to survive what's coming in the future, call that number now. Do it right now. You know how you procrastinate. Look around at the faces of your family. If you cannot assure them now that they are protected if anything terrible happens to the economy, if you cannot assure them of that, then you must call this number. You're under no obligation, but you have a responsibility to investigate, to find out, to do everything you can to protect your loved ones. Do it. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Call right this very moment. You'll be glad that you did. Take you back to the Luxor and our friend who helped build this fantastic piece of architecture. You were about to tell us a story.
Okay. About, I was in 1980 or so, within 1980 or the last part of it, I became interested in politics. And so I started to look around. I found a group that was talking about the same stuff that you're talking about with the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and all the... And they laid it all out, but they didn't give me a who was doing what to who exactly. So I started to look around a little bit, and I found the cult group. And I found it quite interesting, and I joined. And I didn't go in through the Mason level. I went in through the cult level into the Illuminati part of it, at least into about the first five or six levels of it. It was very interesting, and you're very correct in that I don't know about the Mason part of it, but
no,
for this other direction, it matches up almost identical with what you're talking about. And
well, let me correct you on one thing. It's not the Freemasons. It is the higher degrees of Freemasonry, and most, if not all, of the other secret societies, all of the ones, in fact, that have their membership organization in the shape of a pyramid, with a whole bunch of slathering idiots at the bottom thirsting after the secrets and just a few at the top who really know what they are.
Well, it actually is a religion, and they operate in groups of three. Two people won't know who the third person is, and that's the way it is into each group that it goes into, a group of three.
Yeah, it's the cell system. See, Joseph McCarthy was on the right track. He was just calling them by the wrong name. He called them communists, and the communists worked in the same cell system, but the communists are just another outpouring of this same mystery religion that's had the world in turmoil for thousands of years.
Well, the outcome, well, I know how to basically avoid them, and what's coming, I hope.
Well, you were a fellow traveler.
Well, I stepped into the middle. There's two sides to the table of when the line starts, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to end up in one of the lines that goes into the chambers, because they got bad things planned for us out here, as you were calling us the eaters. They got bad plans for us. It's not the...
They call us the useless eaters.
Yeah. But their idea of what is actually going to come down is about maybe 5 or 10% of the world will actually control it that much.
Yes.
Will actually have the controls. Another 20% will be allowed to work. You get a work card that will allow you to work, and then the rest of us will be given enough stipend in order to live and survive. Maybe. They don't really worry about that too much.
They don't worry about it at all, to tell you the truth.
That's pretty well true. But you were quoted something from Aleister Crowley of "Do what thou wilt under the whole of the law."
Do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Right, but the last part of that is under the guidance of love. That's the Thelma.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. Do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, under will, under law.
Yeah. But it's under the love of under love. But anyway,
well,
that's
bullshit. That's a whole con. These people have no love. They are true sociopaths who have no conscience whatsoever.
But their idea of love is something else.
They have no conception of what love is. They operate from a pure point of what they call the intellect. If you allow emotions, this is their philosophy. If you allow emotion of any kind to interfere with your reasoning and with your reaching your goal, no matter what means you have to use to reach that goal, then you are not qualified to be a leader.
True, but you're not. You channel. They teach you to channel the emotion, but it's not really a good thing. It's not something. But see, they're not just doing this with action. With physically doing this stuff with action, they're doing this stuff on when you're talking about a cult. That a cult is quite real. I mean, just because you don't see the wind, don't mean they don't blow.
Well, I know that.
Say that they're operating on.
I know that. I have witnessed ritual magic. I have seen it work. I know how dangerous it is. And
that's the level they're working on, and that's how come people are going out into the world and doing screwy things is because the energy is being put out in order to affect certain people. Well, hopefully, I'm protected enough myself that I can at least survive out my time.
Yeah, well, I've heard that story before. Either get in and help us fight this stuff, or jump off a bridge. That's my philosophy. You're either for us or against us.
I went and bought a couple of shares of Gannett. As soon as I can, I'll buy a couple more shares.
Good.
Oh, good. I wanted to ask you if you were given any instruction when you were working on the Luxor to not talk about it. Did you have to keep things secret?
Well, you had to be extremely careful about 20 people died building it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stories about that. What happened?
Platforms would give away. You'd set something down and it would move. It was an odd building to build, and then the energy that was being channeled, the energy that's being channeled through that place is just unreal. You walk inside, and you were talking about the obelisk there. You can walk in there, and you can get a charge just off from it. You look at it and go, wow, look at the energy coming off that thing.
Well, that's the feeling that you get. I can certainly vouch for that. I spoke to three different employees who were in various parts of the hotel. None of them knew who I was. All three said it was haunted.
It is.
Do you know by who? By what?
It's a It's not just a, it's an energy channel. It's haunted by, I don't know whether it's haunted by the people that died on the project, but it's haunted, they say it's haunted, but what it is it's a doorway in between two parallel universes.
That's what I was trying to describe to the earlier audience when I said I saw this beam of light shoot up from the obelisk to the apex of the pyramid, and the chill went up my spine and the hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I knew that that this was much, much more than anybody around me even understood, that this had to do with occult things that the average person could never understand.
Oh yeah. And there are chambers in there that nobody gets access to.
Well, I want to thank you for calling. We kept you on a lot longer than we normally keep
thank
the guests on, but you had some very interesting things to say, and I'm very happy you called.
I'll try to get back in a month or two.
Thank you. 602-333-2174. Boy, that was an interesting caller.
Very.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm glad I got to call you. I mean, I've been listening to you for like months and months, and I'm a teacher, and I tell my kids about you all the time.
Well, thank you.
And what I would like to ask you, are you saying that there's some kind of occult magic that these people have control of?
Yes, absolutely. At least they believe they do, and they sure made me believe it. The only time in my life I've ever had a chance to witness some of the things that they do.
Have you ever read the book by Prescott Nicholas?
No.
He's the one that said that they went into time back in the 40s.
Oh, you talking about Preston Nichols?
Yeah, Preston.
Yeah, I've read all of their books. If you look on the cover of his book, The Montauk Project, you'll discover the secret of Preston Nichols. See that Trojan horse staring at you on the cover? He's laughing at you. Everything in that book is a lie.
Okay.
I hate to tell you that, but it's true.
He is one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You keep people running around in circles chasing their own tail.
Okay, well, I really glad. Well, one more thing. You said something about...
Can you turn your radio off?
Oh, okay, wait just a minute.
I knew there was something wrong. I kept playing here with the level, trying to get that out, and it's your radio.
Okay, did you say something about possibly it may be a parallel universe that this thing might be hooked into? Its placement?
I don't know, but scientists, even Stephen Hawking, has theorized that there could be a parallel universe that somehow... can sometimes interfere with this one or be hooked to this one. Or I don't really understand it, but some of the best minds have propounded that theory.
You know, it's really interesting how I tuned in and I caught you one night when you were talking about Atlantis, the lost continent.
Uh-huh.
I've always been fascinated with the occult since I'm 43 now, since I was like 17, 18 years old. And I've read all these books, and something led me into hearing you, and now that I feel like I'm on to the real thing, it's really astounded me, you know what I mean, from my childhood up until now, reading these books on Jean Montgomery, with that lady in Washington, D.C., Jean Dixon. I read all those books, you know.
If you want to read two of the best books on Atlantis, take all the rest of the ones you have and get rid of them, and go read Plato, and then read Atlantis by Francis Bacon. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Then you'll be on the right track.
Okay. Have a good night then.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The number is 602-333-2174. This has been a very interesting evening with some very good calls and some good conversation here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I just wanted to talk about the Luxor. I stayed there in October.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to know if you had a chance to see the movie, the Osiris movie, about the obelisk.
In Search of the Obelisk, yes. I saw the whole thing.
And what's your opinion of that? I mean, the symbology that you saw in it.
It's an indoctrination, number one, into the mysteries through an exoteric play acting. The obelisk really represents God, and what you find out at the end of the movie is that man is God. Man will determine his future, not God. And everything is in that hotel. Everything that they're propounding and trying to get across to us. And you'll notice that everywhere you looked was the Enlightened Society for Global Transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the emblem and the T-shirts they had in the little gift shops in there.
Yeah, and whether you know it or not, it's a real society.
I'd never seen it before until that time that I'd been there. You know.
Get into New Age books and publications, and you'll find them real quick.
Interesting. About the energy level that they talk about, a pyramid of creating energy levels at certain heights within it. You know, with most of it's hollow down, you know, down to the base, except for the theater and some of the other. Like, for example, you know, they have the skyline of New York or something like that. I thought that was a lot of wasted space. But
oh, I thought it was impressive. I was...
No, I mean, there's something inside that, but there's nothing, but nobody as far as goes inside those.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know what's inside those, neither do I.
Exactly. I mean, that would be an ideal place for some type of platform or something.
Personally, I think a lot more goes on there than just people staying at a hotel.
Very good. I just wanted to tell you, you know, I stayed there and it was very interesting. You know, as far as, you know, I had a funny feeling about it the whole time I was there. So.
How'd you feel, what did you get out of the search in search of the obelisk?
Well, I thought it was, definitely right along with the New Age movement and as far as the secret societies and stuff. I mean, I'm pretty ignorant to it at this point, but I mean, it's from what I knew of it in generalities, I mean, it was saying that all the way through it. I mean, just with the going back in the past and into the future and you know, the different realities or the different outcomes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just thought, it was exactly uplifting. It was kind of a sickening movie to me. I mean, it kind of let you kind of drain.
Most people didn't understand anything about it. I mean, they just went out of there with this vague feeling that they went on a carnival ride and didn't understand that they got a message at the same time.
It wasn't Disney World, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, very good, Nick.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
602-333-2174. Good evening, you're on the air.
Okay, let me turn it down, okay? Hold on.
Good. Please turn it down. That was a loud one.
When did the Luxor open? Do we have
I'm not know? Really sure.
True.
But it wasn't long ago.
Hey, that was only the second time I ever called you. Calling from Syracuse.
Uh-huh. What can we do for you?
Great pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I can't believe it took this long to finally, you know, straighten me out on what's going on.
Well, most people, when they first hear this broadcast, they think that I'm a absolute raving lunatic and should be locked up immediately. But after they listen for a few programs, and especially if they go down to their library and try to prove it wrong, they do a quick turnaround.
Well, after 20 years, I finally got a library card, and I've looked up a couple of things, and, you're right on.
Good.
Absolutely. And I do have that time with Alexa there, and The front page looks like it was almost doctored up or something.
Well, it was. The picture on the right is an actual photograph. That's exactly the way it looks. I mean, that's how beautiful and incredible it is. The left, where you see the head with the snake's body and the eyes gleaming like two stars.
Right.
That's a touch-up. That was put in there.
A Chinese friend of mine told me today that the Sphinx may have been damaged by water erosion. That was interesting. He talked about that today. And its origins may have gone back more than 10,000 years.
Well, I tell you what, when you get into the history of the pyramids and the Sphinx, there is so much that is not known about them. The only thing that we really know is that in the time of Plato, they were ancient.
Right.
And Plato was initiated in the Great Pyramid as he lay in the sarcophagus for 3 days and nights, during which he was imparted a secret knowledge that he was to guard and to use but never to reveal. Pythagoras spent 20 years in Egypt trying to get the priests to initiate him before they finally did.
Fascinating. Did you figure out where your power outage was there this evening? Or?
No, we got strange stuff around here. We got GTE and we got, we got an old house and...
It sounds like you need diesel fuel.
When it rains, strange things happen and... without no reason at all, sometimes the right. Power will just go off. And
sometimes the fax starts talking to you.
I hear you. Well, hey, it's
not haunted. It's just the strange electronics around here. It's old.
you guys bomb out on 5810, and I hope that WWCR does not move you. I heard they want to move their channel, but you're in a great spot right now.
Well, they just want to move us up to 5890.
But I'll tell you what, that'll put you into the middle of that whole mess up there in 49 meters, but actually down here, you're in the clear. You know?
Well, the problem is the Illuminati are very smart, you see, and they run most of the companies, and they make these radios that will not pick up these these bands. They won't pick up the 41 meter band. They won't pick up this frequency down here. And any place where Christian broadcasts are being aired, or where people are airing the truth, they won't put those bands on their radios.
Notice that, and by looking at radios that are around, I tell people if you really want to hear this stuff, get yourself an older radio, general coverage radio. Then you'll pull it all in.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, there's so many people broadcasting that you really have to have a digital synthesized tuning radio, or else you'll be just black. The other stations run right over you.
Okay. One quick question, and I'll hang up. Any update on what's going on in Waco? I'll let you go.
Yeah, the only update that's going on in Waco is just exactly what I predicted. Nobody showed up down there except about maybe 24 people from the Fully Informed Jury Association and
totally news blank.
And there's a news blank. Well, look at here's how the sheeple are. You got 100 reporters at the penis trial, and you got maybe 3 down in Waco. I'm down in San Antonio.
They're not coincidence to have a trial.
Well, it's I don't think that this woman had anything to do with the Illuminati.
I mean, people can only focus on one trial at a time, so they might as well put this one in the focus.
No, it's the sheeple factor, my friend. People have penises running around in their heads, and they don't give a damn about the rights of that church in Waco, Texas.
Okay. Well, listen, have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for calling. And for those of you out there who swear that your ears are virgin, I did not mean to insult you with that language, but on this program we tell only the truth. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I wonder if you saw an article that was in today's paper picked up by the Cox News Service about Waco?
No, I don't believe I did.
Can I read 3 sentences to you?
Sure.
Okay, it says, calling for the appointment of a commission to review the policies and practices of all federal agencies, including law enforcement, a diverse group of political organizations from the ACLU to the NRA charged yesterday that the rapid growth of federal law enforcement agencies in the past 2 decades has produced widespread abuses of civil liberties and human rights. The request made in a letter to President Clinton was prompted in part by the tragedy that occurred last year when agents of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms raided the Branch Davidian Cult's armed compound near Waco. The groups alleged that the events in Waco are part of a pattern of abuses of authority by federal agents, including the improper use of force and the frequent use of unreliable informants.
Well, that's a surprise coming from the ACLU, who have been a pain in the ass, to tell you the truth, but that's good.
It's interesting to see something in this kind of a venue that I've never seen before. I'm 46 years old. I've been following this stuff, including your research, for a number of years. And I've never seen anything quite like a group of people, disparate groups, coming together to file lawsuits, seek commissions, do anything in favor of the people concerning the actual pattern of abuse over a period of decades by the federal government. I mean, it looks good on paper here in the paper today.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, it gives you the impression that a lot of people understand what's going on and are beginning to wake up, and that's just not true. People are waking up, but nowhere near the numbers we need. But I'll tell you, if we just get some more time and this continues, it will eventually escalate, because each person who wakes up 10 more. And so the more that wake up, exponentially, it grows to the point where eventually, if they give us enough time to affect this awakening, we will preserve our freedoms and our sovereign creator-endowed rights. If not, there's going to be a hell of a civil war in the United States of America. I can guarantee you that, and not because I say so or because I want it, because I don't. The purpose of my doing this broadcast to wake people up is to prevent bloodshed. But I speak to patriots all the time. People take me into their confidence. I've been taken to sites and shown things that tell me that there's going to be blood hip deep in the streets of America if we don't affect this awakening.
Well, I've heard on another one of the programs on shortwave concerning the gathering of the guns, putting it together with the book out and many other people's belief concerning the bankruptcy of America in 1995 by virtue of the fact that we will not be able to pay the interest on the national debt by that time. And so by then, the fact that we'll be bankrupt ought to dovetail really nicely with getting the guns out of most of the hands of good citizens that they're trying to do right now.
Sure. They'll sell their guns to feed their kids. Listen, we got to go. I want to thank you for calling.
Take care.
Well, folks, that wraps it up for another night of the Hour of the Time. Remember, if you want to order the Luxor video, if you want to get a head start and get some of the first copies, $30 for non-CAGI members, postpaid, $25 for CAGI members, postpaid. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
The Hour of the Time may be contacted at HOT, that's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.